I want to say good morning to everyone. Morning. Welcome to Highland Heights. If you're visiting with us this morning, we assemble, according to Acts 2:42, the five acts of worship. We assemble that we can worship God in spirit and in truth. There are five acts Luke wrote in Acts chapter 2, verse 42. Bible says they continue steadfastly in apostles' doctrine, that's teaching from the word of God, and fellowship, that is giving back to sharing with the Lord what the Lord has blessed us with, and in breaking of bread, that's communing with the Lord. Our hearts should go back to the suffering that the Lord did for all of us on the cross. And also, we offer prayers to God in the name of Jesus Christ. And then Luke wrote in verse 47, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. And my hope and my desire this morning, there's someone here. We have some people visiting, young people and others visiting. Our hope is that if you have not obeyed the Lord as is stated in verse number 47, the way that they were added to the Lord, they obeyed what God has said to become a Christian. No one is saved from their sins until they have rendered obedience to God based on what God's instructions are. Amen? Amen. And so our hope is that those that are here this morning, at the close of my message, I'll give you specifically what the Lord has stated for one must do. One must obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. One must hear that gospel, must believe that gospel. One must repent of their sins. Repentance starts with me turning to God. And then I must confess what I understand to know, that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And having made that statement, now one is a fit candidate for baptism. And we baptize you in water. And that baptism is for the remission of all your past sins. Amen? Amen. And then the Lord, not man, the Lord, as the scripture teaches us, the Lord adds you to the church. And now you're saved from your past sins. Amen? Amen. We're looking at Nehemiah. I first want to thank Brother Rowe on last Sunday. Amen? Amen. Brother Rowe came, and a good friend came, and he spoke to us from John 13, the subject, the Master, teach us. And he showed us how Jesus showed us what servanthood is about, how Jesus was a servant. So he encouraged us, all of us should be servants in the Lord. He also talked about the fact that we should let our light shine before men. We don't make it shine. We allow it to shine by that which we do. And so I want to thank him again for coming on last Sunday and encouraging us from the word of God. And on 2 weeks ago, I just wanted to go back. Turn your Bibles back to Nehemiah. Thank our brother for reading in our ears this morning, Nehemiah chapter 6. But the things I want to just go back and just touch before I get to our lesson on this morning. From Nehemiah chapter number 1, in the verse number 3, the Bible talks about how Nehemiah had mentioned that the wall of Jerusalem was broken down, Nehemiah 1:3. And so we use that as a metaphor from the standpoint that we want to build Highland Heights up, but we're not talking about from a physical nature, but we're talking about from a spiritual nature. We want to build this congregation up. And so we talked about also the fact that one of the things that Nehemiah did in verse number 11 of chapter number 1, Nehemiah prayed to God. He said, "O Lord, I beseech thee, let now thine ear be attentive to the prayer of thy servant." So whenever we want to do something for the Lord, or whenever we have issues in our life, we need to pray to God about those things. That's we need right. to let God know about what we want to do. And so he prayed to God. And the Bible says he found favor with his king, that he could serve the Lord. And so we talked in Nehemiah chapter number 4, we took from the subject in verse number 6, the Bible says, "So built we the wall, and all the wall was joined together unto the half thereof." And then we took from a subject on 2 weeks ago, "For the people had a mind to work." That's right. Yeah, for the people. And that people includes everybody. Mm-hmm. I want to say this. Even with our young people, you're here this morning and you are in high school. You got to have a mind to work. Amen. Yeah, you got to have a mind that your job, your work is getting an education. No. That's your job. That what job do I have? The job I have, if I'm in high school, I'm a young person, my job is to go to school and do the best that I can in school.
There you go.
As the Bible said, Nehemiah said, we ought to go to school and we ought to be attentive. We're listening. Amen, somebody. Amen. And then we have to do all that we can to be as successful as we can. Because I want to say to our young people, understand this here. Nowadays, your altitude oftentimes has to do with your attitude and also what you're doing in school. Yeah, you want to live a good life, Brother Stroud, I want to live this, I want to have this. You got to go to school. You got to get an education. And I'm not talking about, and understand this here. There was a time when high school education was the goal in life. You know, you get your high school, you're able to go to high school and get your diploma, you made it.
Right.
But then, I know when I was in school, getting a college degree almost was mandatory.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
If you wanted to get promote jobs now, they want to know how much you know and what paperwork you got with you.
There you go.
Yeah, so young people, when I'm going to school, I'm actually looking at my future, even though I'm dealing with the present. Yeah. I'm looking at my future because if I don't do well, there are certain jobs that you'll lose out on because you don't have the education that's required for the job. Yeah. So I'm talking to my young people. We're talking about people I want to work my way up. So our young people, when I go to school, that's my main focus. Now, I'm going to talk about how sometimes nowadays there are more distractions on young people than they were when I was in school.
That's right.
Yeah, we had distractions, but we didn't have them like they got them today.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so I want to say to our young people, it's difficult being young today.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, and sometimes our parents can say, well, it was like this. Well, you don't know how it is totally.
Right.
Unless you're there. You know, sometimes you going to school now, there's a challenge to even keep your gender the same. Yeah, you going to school now, there are a girl trying to challenge another girl about their gender. Yeah, boys going to school and there's a challenge about boys staying who they are. That's why we need to teach them the word of God.
Right.
Let them know that God, when Jesus responded to them in Matthew 19, Jesus said, God made them male and female.
That's right.
Stay with the Bible.
Stay with it.
Let them know. I may have tendencies, I may have challenges in my life about what I want to do, but when somebody teach me the word of God, it helps me to clear my thinking.
Yeah, right, right.
Clear my thinking. Yeah, God made them male and female. Yeah. God don't make no mistake.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah. And so we have to teach our young people the challenges out there. Go to school. Get all the education you can.
That's the one.
Get all you can. Yeah. And hopefully you got a setting where as long as you are being productive, yeah, you got a bed right here. Yeah. When you stop being productive, and you stop wanting to be, you're out there hanging in the street, now it's time for you to get you a new address. Yeah. Sometimes, parents, we can make our children sorry and lazy by letting them do what they're doing. Yeah. Paul told that night, if a man don't work, yeah, your job is to go to school. Yeah, don't bring home no flags. Yeah, y'all old enough to remember that. A flag was an F. When I was in school, yeah, sometimes when you real bad, you would take that F and try to make it an A. And then when your parents found out, they killed you right there on the spot. She found out you come home and you got them grades and you showing her, boy, you ain't never got an A in math. Mom, I'm trying harder. And then the teacher called and say, Miss Maxine, yes, ma'am. Now, are you going to work with your son in math? Well, from his grade, I don't have to. What do you mean you don't have to? You do know he failed math this past semester. No, I saw a report card. Wait a minute. That's in a different color. Boy, come here. Yeah. Ma'am, you won't have to worry about him no more. I got this. Yeah. And I mean, I'm talking to parents now. I was raised by a single parent. Single parent. And my mother didn't take no stuff. She didn't play. She said what she meant, and she meant what she
said.
Yeah. Parents today, we trying to negotiate with our children. You know, well, I would, no. Hey, look here. When you get to the point that you don't want to follow instructions no more, you need you a new address. That's right. And turn in your key.
That's it.
Yeah. And turn in all them clothes you got that we bought.
There you go.
Your mother may want to put them on one day. Get up out of here. Yeah. I'm just saying. Yeah, we got to go back and teach our children. Now, you got to be productive in this house. Yeah. Proverbs writer said, you the sluggard, the lazy, consider the ant and be wise, and work together. We got to work together. Amen. Yeah, but we got to teach our children. Don't you? You got to be productive inside. That don't mean you're not going to make mistakes. And if you make mistakes, you own up to them. Come on back home. We'll take you. Yeah, but when you out there doing that stuff, no, because I ain't going to jail. No, I'm not going. For you or nobody else.
Amen.
Yeah, I'm saying the parents also, don't lie for your children. Yeah, don't come home and think your children made out of carnation milk. They snow white, because they not. Yeah, children can make mistakes too and lie. Now, all I'm saying to you, when you go to school and do wrong, come back and tell the truth about it. Mom, I made a mistake. I didn't do good as I should have done. Okay, so what do you want to do? Mom, what I need to do to get better? That's how we work together. That's our young people. And then we talk about the people of mind to work. Those of us that are adults, we know we got to have, a mind to work. Now, having said that, notice now, you got to have a mind to work. Also, as we get older, sometimes there are things that challenge our mind. Yeah, as I get older, sometimes it's difficult simply keeping my mind together. But the people had a mind to work. Yeah, we got to have a mind to work. As we get older, work, and that work not only from a secular standpoint, but the work we're talking about, a mind to work for the Lord. Yeah, and so I'm encouraging and motivating, trying to motivate us as we go into 2023. We've been talking about ministries, and we hope that everybody have signed up for a ministry. If you was not here last week, next week we'll revisit our ministry final time, and then you'll have an opportunity to sign up. Everybody should be serving somewhere, to whatever extent you can. I think as I was sharing, me and Sister Hill was talking, saying that I was saying, Sister Hill, you know, we don't have to tell the Lord what we can do, because he already know what we can do. The point is, are we doing what we're capable of doing? Yeah, because I'm saying, as those of us are seniors, sometimes we can put our jaws before the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not that I don't work. God knows I need to work. Yeah, but my question is, am I putting the work before the Lord? Am I going to work on days trying to make extra income when it's not scheduled for me to work? I'm working overtime. Give the Lord that time. Now, if it's part of your regular schedule, I've been there, done that. You pray to the Lord that my schedule will change, that I want to worship God on Sunday. I don't want no distraction from me coming and showing God by praising him, by giving back to him what he blessed me with, by communing with his son who died for my sin, by praying to God, thanking him for the thing. I want to come to worship service. And I'm saying that to everybody. And I thank those that because the weather was inclement, you still made a sacrifice and came to worship God.
Yes.
And I always want to say for those that are at home, and you know who you are, I don't have to know that God knows, but those that are able and capable, come and worship God, assemble with the saints, that we can encourage one another in spirit and in truth. Amen?
Amen.
Yeah. On this morning, I want to talk, we're in Nehemiah chapter 6, from the subject, I am doing a great work. That's the statement that we all want to make. And we're going to see from the text that there are challenges when we want to do work. And we're talking about work not for the Lord. The Lord's work. We all have, some of us that are not retired, you have secular jobs. That's one area. But we're talking about now working for the Lord. So in Nehemiah chapter 6, verse number one, the Bible says, now it came to pass when Sanballat and Tobiah and Geshem the Arabian and the rest of our enemies heard that I had builded the wall and that there were no breach left therein. He said, though at that time I had not set up the doors upon the gate. So Nehemiah was building the wall. Now we're trying to build Highland Heights through our ministry. You look in Nehemiah chapter 3, you saw where they had different groups. We have ministry. They had groups. One group worked on the wall. One group worked on the gate. One group worked on the door. They had ministries, and they had leaders for those ministries as we have today. And so the Bible says, verse 2, that Sanballat, I want to say this here. Others will hear of what we are trying to accomplish for the Lord here at Highland Heights. Mm. Yeah, they're going to hear. They're going to hear. And then we find, verse 2, that Sanballat and Geshem sent unto me saying, come, let us meet together. In, I'm sorry, I'm not even using my, I'm fly, I'm sorry. Yeah. He said, come, let us meet together in some one of the villages in the plain of Ono. But they thought to do me mischief. Yes, you got to understand, in this case, those that requested to meet with Nehemiah was up to no good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You can have members, even in the Lord's church, that are up to no good.
Mm.
There can be some sitting in these pews right now that are up to no good.
Right.
Man, let me meet with you. Let me talk with you about this here. God knows your heart. Nehemiah said, but they thought to do me mischief. The word mischief means evil and wrong. And there could be some here. Yeah. The one thing I hold to is that God is watching everything.
Amen.
See, I don't, you know, sometimes I go and read the text, and Judas had to forget that God was watching him. But I'll say this to all of us. Sometimes our desires will get in front of even what we see and know is true. Judas, because he loved money. Yeah. Sometimes, you know, you got members in church. Sometimes we want power. We want to be somebody. Yeah. I want to be this. Yeah, but I know I'm working. Brother Stroud is trying to work on his humility. Yeah, humble yourself. Humble yourself and do the Lord's will. And so, the Bible records in verse number 3, Nehemiah said, and I sent messengers unto them, saying, now here's my title, I am doing a great work, so that I cannot come down. Why should the work cease whilst I leave it and come down to you? Now, church, we cannot allow others and our things to distract us from the work of the Lord. Yeah. That's what Nehemiah said. That's the title. When you're here and you're doing a great work, Nehemiah says to all of us, I cannot, what do you say? I'm on the wall working. I cannot come down. Why should I let the work stop and leave it to do other things? And I'm saying to all of us, we sometimes become distracted. We're human. We be distracted. Yeah. I'm distracted from coming to worship service. I'm distracted from staying for Bible class. I can't, I can't stay. I'm distracted so much, I can't stay to hear another lesson from the Word of God that is taught because I got something else to do. No, I'm not coming down.
No.
I'm going to stay on the wall.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm not going to let somebody distract me from serving God. That's the mindset that each of us have to have.
That's
right. I am doing a great work. Whatever you are doing for the Lord, if all I can do for the Lord, Brother Stroud, I can't move like I used to. I can't get around like I used to. All I have is my cell phone. Use your cell phone.
Amen.
We got plenty of people on the sick and shut-in list.
Yes, sir.
Now, I'm finding people, it lifts their spirit when someone calls them just to say, how are you doing?
That's right. You're right.
And I'm saying all of us, we need to look at that and allow those that are sick and shut in to feel a part of this congregation. Why? Because people are reaching out to me. I can't come down. I'm doing a great work for the Lord here at Highland Heights. I'm not coming down. And I'm not going to allow nobody to distract me from doing the Lord's will.
There you go.
And if I have to deal with you, I will.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got the Sanballats and the Tobias in every congregation, you have them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How do you know that, Brother Stroud? Because Jesus had 12 with him. And one of them sold him out. Do the math. We got more than 12 people here.
That's right.
I'm going to leave that alone. Yeah. Nehemiah said, yet they sent unto me 4 times after this sort. Now, Nehemiah told him, look here, guys, I'm doing a great work. I'm building up God's wall again that was torn down. I'm building up Jerusalem again. I cannot come down. Notice what, see, understand this here. When the devil get to chasing you, sometimes he don't stop. You know, sometimes you say, well, will he stop? No, he ain't gonna stop. As long as he see, there's a chance I can get you. Yeah, think about some of us, and I talk about myself, when I'm challenged by things. And it seemed like, now I don't know about you, I know you guys are, you got it going on, I don't. So sometimes the devil has his best chance with me when I'm by myself.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, the devil Brother Stroud, why don't you, what about, and then, if you're not careful, you start entertaining that stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sometimes you got to look at Jesus. Jesus, when he said, no, you can't land here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's why, for us, we need scripture. Yeah. We need scripture. I can't come down. Notice in verse number 5, he said, then sent Sambalat, his servant unto me in like manner the fifth time with an open letter in his hand. As I said, sometimes wrong or the devil will continue to come at you. Yeah. Sometimes you think it's going to let up. Sometimes it don't let up. But what I do when it won't let up, Brother Stroud? Well, I'm glad you asked that question. Go to Matthew chapter 4. See how Jesus dealt with it. And then see what the Lord left us with to deal with stuff. Because I know sometimes young people, well as old people, the devil comes at us. Yeah. In Matthew 4, the Bible tells us, then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And watch the devil now. See, you got to kind of see the devil. The devil don't come at you when you're strong. Yeah. He come at you when he think you at your weakest point. Mm-hmm. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hunger. The devil knew now he's hungry. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. Now, he knew that Jesus would never use his gift, power to benefit himself. Right. He answered and said unto him, and this is where we are. Mm. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. You know, that's one of my most important scriptures in my life, Matthew 4:4. Yeah. I have to learn that I don't live by bread only, but we got to learn to live by every word that proceeds out the mouth of God. Now watch the devil. Then the devil taketh him up into a holy city, said to him on a pinnacle of the temple, and said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and their hand they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. Jesus said unto him, it is written. Notice every time. Church, we need Bible to deal with the devil. Mm-hmm. I don't have to necessarily quote Bible. I just need to know what the Bible says. Yeah. So I can do it. Jesus told him, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Again, the devil taking him up. Notice the time the devil kept shooting at him. Into an exceeding high mountain, showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory thereof, and said unto him, all these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Then said Jesus unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only thou shalt serve. Then, the devil leaveth him. Yeah. We got to fight the devil. We got to fight him. And sometimes our fights are different types of fights. Sometimes, as I'm learning now, as I'm getting older, sometimes it's a physical fight. You're trying to maintain your health. Yeah. And the devil just keep attacking you. Yeah. No. You're diabetic. Eat that cake. Mm-hmm. Eat that candy. Uh-huh. Girl, you need to enjoy yourself. Mm-hmm. But you know you ain't supposed to be there. Yeah. I got blood pressure problems. Man, eat that poke. Eat all that stuff, man. Yeah. Challenging my health. But I got to learn to listen to God and try to be as God would be. And I'm saying that because when my health go down, my service go down. Yeah. If I'm not healthy, I can't serve the Lord to whatever level I can. So now how does that apply to us? We see what Jesus did. Well, Paul, 1 Corinthians chapter 10. I said it recently, I go back to it just to remind us. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Yeah. And Paul said this in verse number 12. 1 Corinthians 10, 12. Paul wrote to the Corinthians. He said, wherefore, 1 Corinthians 10, 12, let him that thinketh he stand, take heed, lest he fall. Yeah, sometimes the devil wants us to puff ourselves up and then he can cut us down. When I start thinking I'm all that in a bag of chips, Paul encouraged us, be careful. He then says, there has no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. What you're going through, somebody else is going through it also. It's common. It's common. But God is faithful. Notice now, it's not dependent on you, it's dependent on God. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape that ye may be able to bear it. Whatever the Lord places on me, Paul encouraged all Christians to understand that what you are going through, somebody else has experienced it also. But understand this here, your trust is in God because he's faithful. God will not allow you to be tempted more than you're able, but with that temptation, God will make a way of escape. We go back and read the Old Testament. God, every time they got in a tight, God will make a way of escape. And I'm saying to us, God will make a way of escape. Highland Heights, God will see us through. Yeah, God will. God is faithful. Whatever we're going through, we've been doing, and I say to congregation, I just like to repeat and encourage you, those members, after 2 years, I was talking to the brother today, after 2 years, explaining to him that these doors was closed, not only by the pandemic, but also the fact that a pipe busted. These doors was closed, and that remnant that came back, God know what we went through.
Yeah.
God is faithful. All we have to do is commit ourselves, give to God, give faithfully, that we can do God's will. The Bible says, wherein was written, let me get back there to Nehemiah 6, and I'm going to give us some encouragements, and the lesson is yours. After they kept coming at him and gave him an open letter in his hand, the Bible said, wherein was written, it is reported among the heathen that Gashma saith it, that thou and the Jews think to rebel, for which cause thou buildest the wall, that thou mayest be their king according to their words. And thou hast also appointed prophets to preach of thee at Jerusalem, saying, there is a king in Judah. And now shall it be reported to the king according to thy words. Verse 7, he says, come now therefore and let us make counsel together. Nehemiah responded. See, sometimes when you're doing things, people want to go about and tell it the wrong way. They trying to do this. No, what he was trying to say about Nehemiah in the text, he was telling Nehemiah, they had a king already. But Nehemiah, what he was trying to say, the word hit in the street now that you building up the wall, that you can become the king. Huh. Yeah, and what's happening is that you got people, prophets preaching about you in Jerusalem, saying that you the king of Judah. Yeah, because see, sometimes people go out and say all kind of stuff about you. But I've learned one thing. You can take this from Brother Stroud, 101. Brother Stroud, don't chase the wind. What does that mean? I don't chase what people say.
No.
Man, they said this about you. That's fine. They have a right to say whatever they want to say.
There you go. That's right.
Yeah. I ain't chasing the wind. Brother Stroud, they said this about you. They said this about you. That's fine. They had a mouth. They can say what they want to say. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I don't chase the wind. People have a right to say what they want to say.
That's right.
Yeah. Because I know I'm fallible just like everybody else. Amen. And I'm going to make mistakes, and I'm going to continue to make mistakes. Amen. But what I'm trying to work toward is having some consistency in my life that people can see a consistency. Nehemiah said, my last verse on this, then I sent unto him my response, saying, there is no such things done as thou sayest, but thou feignest them out of thy own heart. See, sometimes people would drum up all kind of stuff.
Yes, they will.
In their own heart. And they want to say this, and they want to say that. Nehemiah said, I ain't got time for that. You have a right to say what you want to say. But if, watch this here now, if you concerned about me, and if I am making a mistake, as God told Cain, aren't you your brother's keeper? You should have love for me to come to me. And I'm saying that to everybody about anybody. When a person is doing something, go to that person. Share with that person so you can help that person correct themselves.
That's right.
Don't sit around and talk about nobody.
There you go.
That's not Christian.
That's right.
I'm doing a great work. Two scriptures that come to mind. And the message is yours. Paul wrote to the Ephesians, in Ephesians 2:10, he wanted them to know. He said, for we, when he told them first in Ephesians 2 that you are saved by grace, not of works. He said, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has before ordained that we should live in them. The word workmanship means made. Now people say made in the USA, but that word workmanship means made by God. Amen. Those of us that are Christian, we were made Christians by God. Yeah. Paul told them that you are made by God, you are created in Jesus Christ to do good works.
Right.
Church, we got work to do. And the Lord, all of us that are Christians, the Lord created us that we can do good works for the Lord here at Highland Heights. Amen. And he said, God has before ordained that the word live, walk means to live in them. We're about doing good works. Then my last scripture, Paul told the Philippian church, for it is God, watch this now, for it is God which worketh in you. It is God that worketh in you. Two things, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. What Paul was letting the church know in Philippi is the fact that God is working in each of us to do the desires and do the thing that will please God to his pleasure. Church, we got ministries, spiritual works, spiritual education, a spiritual need, spiritual soul saving. Those are works that we can do to please the Lord. And that's what we should all have a desire to do. So I looked in the letter of the, that Nehemiah wrote, and I thought from it to give encouragement to us, to motivate us. As I said this morning, I am doing a great work. Whatever work you're doing, it's a great work. Why? Because you're doing it for the Lord. That's what makes it great. It's not what I'm doing is great. It's great because I'm doing it for the Lord.
Right.
And I'm saying all of us, our young people, you should be signed up in ministries. Find what I can do. We've had our ministry talk about that. All of us need to be, as my brother say, put our oars in the water that we can move this ship forward for the Lord.
No.
We can do it. Yeah. Right here at Highland Heights. But it's going to take everybody. Amen. Yeah. Everybody is somebody in the Lord. If you're here today and you're not a Christian, we want you to be somebody in the Lord. How do I become somebody? If you're visiting here this morning and you're not a Christian, according to the Bible, one becomes a Christian according to 1 Corinthians 15, 1 through 4. When Paul wrote the letter to Corinthians, he shared with them three facts. He wanted them to know about Jesus the Christ, that Jesus the Christ is the Son of God. Jesus came down to this earth. He lived on this earth. They killed him, crucified him on a cross, put nails in his hand, nails in his feet. He was on that cross for 6 hours for the sins that I did and the sins everybody did. He died on that cross. They took him down from that cross. They buried him in a tomb. 3 days later, he rose up from the tomb, never to die again. He rose up. So the three facts, Christ died for our sins. He was buried. He rose again the third day. You must believe that according to the Bible, 1 Corinthians 15, 1 through 4. If you believe that, now what you must do, you must repent of your sins. What do you mean, Brother Stroud? I need to turn, or you need to turn from the life that you're living. Turn to God. We may have someone here that I've done those things and I need to repent. If I, as I said before, my repentance needs to be as public as my behavior. Yeah, sometimes I just need to repent to God. God know what I'm doing. Repent to God, get it right with God, get your relationship back with God. But if I'm one that have never obeyed God, I need to come down this morning and make the confession that I find in Acts 8:37 when the eunuch wanted to be, he wanted to be baptized. He said, if you believe with all your heart, you may it. And the eunuch made the statement that everyone must make. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. When you make that statement, now what we must do, according to Scripture, we must water baptize you for the forgiveness of all your past sin. Then as we said in Acts 2:47, the Lord would add you to the church of Christ, the only church you can read about in the Bible. There's someone today that is subject to the invitation. We bid you to come, and together we stand and sing a verse of a hymn. Thank you very much.
God sent his Son.